Jason, there's so many great topics to talk with you about. The Planet X, Wormwood, of course, and now this case for you where you've traveled to Epsilon. I guess let's talk about all of them, but you had left off about Epsilon, so I'll let you pick it up from there. Okay. When did this all start happening to you?
Actually, at about the age 4, between 4 and 5, we had just moved to Chicago from the suburbs, and my brother and I shared a bunk bed. I was on the top, he was on the bottom, and my little sister was in a twin. And I remember I couldn't wait to go to sleep at night. I just couldn't wait. I didn't fully understand the dynamics of what I was experiencing. But I was experiencing what's known today as OBE, out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. And when these events happen to a child, especially if the child has been psychologically prepared by the entities, it is not at all a catastrophic or a fearful situation. I actually remember flying right through the wall, right out into, you know, what appeared to me to be just space with breathing and everything, and it was instantaneous. 1 minute I was in my bed waiting to be taken because I would not go to sleep. I couldn't wait. And the next second I would be in a place, in a space, in a comfortable situation. And I believe that this happens hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times to people who are especially selected for the experience. Because based on that, my whole mission in life has been leading up to this very project called the Return of Planet X. The last thing that I remember ended around age 8. The OBEs ended. And nothing happened until I was age 11. And at that time, I was on a fly-in fishing trip with my brother and my dad up into Manitoba, Canada. To make a long story really short, I was out in a boat that I shouldn't have been. I got caught in a storm. I got blown to the opposite side of the lake. And as the boat was sinking, some kind of an object, which I later found out to be something called a KBOC, which was an electromagnetic force field that surrounded the little boat that I was in and brought it to shore. The story goes that I spent about 5.5 hours on a very large circular craft. It was the Fourth Racers. And while I was on that craft, I was given an implant, which is there. You can see it under X-ray. I had to be very careful with MRIs, by the way. And then at the end of that experience, I was shown about an hour's worth of classrooms, what looked to be like a slideshow. You know the big plasma screens that we see today?
Yeah.
Well, this ship had pie-shaped compartments. It was quite large. It was like 90 feet across, and it was about 75 feet thick, and it had two levels to it. And the classroom part of it was probably 30 feet across and probably 20 feet deep. But at the end of that 20-foot space to the back of the room, there were a series of 12 plasma screens. And this show that I was treated to was just like you'd see at a regular old slideshow, you know, at a church bazaar, slide after slide after slide. And there was probably no more than 3 or 4 seconds a duration, and then it would go to the next slide. And what it is, the program began on the left, and it went from the farthest screen on the left to the next one to the right to the next one to the right. And when it got down to the extreme far right side of the room, the program started all over again, going back and forth. This went on for over an hour. It did have sound. It was always mentally communicated to me what exactly I was seeing. One of the last images, a series of images that I remember, I was shown Planet X, a Wormwood coming into the solar system. I was shown basically the schematic of it, what would happen. I was told all about how it affects Earth and Earth's history, and then I was asked very pointedly, would I be willing to take on the task? And I was told I would be a musician, I would be a writer, and I would be a teacher. And their prophecy to me came exactly true in the right order and with the right intensity. And so the actual trip to begin writing Planet X began all the way back in 1950 when I was 11 years old.
Is it basically your mission to inform us about this?
Not just my own mission. In other words, I'm part of a large cadre of people. You brought up Nancy Leader. She writes some fantastic things, and I totally understand where she's coming from, and in fact, I read her material. I find it difficult for people to accept her as she is because what she talked about didn't exactly come to pass. But you see, you know, this isn't like looking in, like walking into a mirror and you see exactly what you look like. This is a story which has much complexity, and each of us is given a separate piece of the puzzle. And I only have this piece of the puzzle. You see where I'm going with this?
Okay.
There are many other people.
Many of you have little pieces.
And all of these pieces eventually get to fill in the greater picture, the greater mural, if you will. But on the other hand, the scientific community, the religious community, and the political communities of the world don't want this information out. It's obvious if our planet was to become drastically altered by the passing of a large celestial object, obviously life on this planet would not be like it is right at this moment, okay, on Wednesday morning, and everything is fine. You can go to the grocery store, you know, you can go get gas in your car, go to your ATM, go to the movies. If something drastic happens, our whole life is going to change, not only in this country, but completely around the planet. And I think that one of the reasons I decided to go ahead and go public with the book was to not scare anyone, George. The whole point of The Return of Planet X, the book, is not to scare you. It's to inform you. It's to educate you. It's to share with you the dynamics of what I believe could be a very rough, difficult period beginning in 2009 and possibly ending in a total pole shift in December of 2012. I find it very interesting that all of the old Sumerian and Phoenician prophecies and timelines, and of course that of the Central American Indians, the Yucatan Peninsula Indians, for some reason, December 2012, they say everything hits the wall.
Yeah, I know it. It is strange, isn't it?
And I've got many more references in our book as to other belief systems that all pinpoint to the same date. Incidentally, I did some research, and it's in the book, The Third Secret of Fatima, which has never, ever been revealed by the Vatican. I believe that it talks about the return of Planet X and the fact that the world will possibly be brought to its knees, and the very fact that the Vatican itself, and I don't want to become suddenly unpopular with anyone, but the Vatican itself may suffer severe damage because of severe earthquakes and the like of that, which could hit Italy at this particular time.